What a glorious view. Across Gateshead and Newcastle, we're on top floor of the Baltic, which is 6, where we're having the speaker's dinner tonight. And I do so happen to be in the presence of one such speaker who's brought along a little friend. What's your name and who's this you've got with you?
My name is Alexander Ebert, and this is Blabdroid.
So tell me a little bit about this droid.
So Blabdroid is making the first documentary completely directed and filmed by robots.
Totally directed by robots, no human intervention at all.
No, so the robots go along. The only time there's human intervention is when the video comes back from the robots and it's edited together into a story.
How much footage are you looking at collecting, and from whereabouts?
So a couple weeks ago, we were at the Tribeca Film Festival, and we had 20 of these roaming around New York City, and we have a few hundred hours of footage. We managed to go through some of it and make a rough cut, but obviously there's a lot more than you can cut together in a few days.
So tell me exactly the makeup. I'm imagining that you're relying on people not stealing the droids.
Yeah, no one's stole the robots as of yet, but inside there's an HD camera and there's a script that asks people certain questions, and we found that people answer the robot in ways that they wouldn't necessarily answer a person asking the same questions.
Very interesting. Have you heard of the Robot Film Festival?
Yes, actually, I won an award last year. Boxy, my previous robot, won Best Robot Director.
Fantastic. So you're not coming to this totally cold.
No. There's been a few years in the making, a lot of research behind it.
So I guess at the moment, the kind of technology that you've obviously got solid-state memory, you've got motors in there, you've got a microphone, you've got... I noticed the two eyes in a very kind of anthropomorphic sense there. One eye being the lens. What are the sensors doing?
There's one sensor that's a distance sensor, so it can roam around the floor and navigate and not crash into things. There's another sensor inside that's actually a body heat sensor, so it can tell when someone's in front of it and can start talking to them and ask them to pick the robot up.
And tell me a little bit about battery life.
Battery life on these is a few hours when it's roaming around. There's actually a prototype here.
He reaches into the bag. Oh, wow.
This one is, right now, it's just paper in its eyes, but this one's actually a Bluetooth-controlled robot, which we're, to make a huge documentary, we're getting hundreds of hours of videos. We really need to make it so everyone can make their own content. So what we'd like to do is make Bluetooth-enabled robots at a price that makes sense to people, so everyone can have their own lab droid, and they can upload the video up to their social networks and things of that sort. We're planning on having people put their phone inside the robot or separately, so the camera can peek out of here. Or you can have something like a GoPro inside the head, and that way you can control it with your Bluetooth phone. And we'll have lithium batteries or perhaps stick with AA's, but we're hoping to get the battery life pretty good so these can roam around for quite a while.
As a bit of, you know, not being disrespectful to the robot, but as a bit of surface area there on the top of the head, you could probably get a small solar panel as well.
Yeah, solar. I guess you could recharge it with solar. It would definitely take quite a while to.
Just if they get lost in the wild, they can find their way home eventually.
Yeah, they could do that, but right now they actually just take rechargeable AA's, so it's pretty you know, fairly common battery source. So.
And there's something very kind of, I don't know, tactile and sustainable looking about the use of cardboard. Why?
Yeah, people love cardboard, and cardboard's used for prototyping. So when I did my first laser cut. Version of this, you laser cut with cardboard because it's cheaper than plastic. And when we finally built the plastic prototype, everyone agreed it was very scary. So there's something very familiar and soft and friendly about cardboard that people like. For the consumer versions, we're actually thinking about looking at things like bamboo or plywood or things of that sort to make it.
I absolutely love bamboo. Again, quite a sustainable product.
Yeah, yeah.
If gathered
not
correctly.
Not many wood robots out there.
No. And I don't know why not, because, you know, we do try to, you know, inject personality and life into these devices, and why not use something that has not only grown very fast, but bamboo is just an incredible source.
Yeah, and it's amazing how strong actually cardboard is. You can bend it quite a bit, and it's not going to shatter like plastic would, and same thing with bamboo. Yeah, and it's good to have a somewhat sustainable robot.
And of course, the analog people out there could send a message back written on its head.
Yeah, right on pencil on the top. You can erase it later.
So where can people go to find out more about this?
So we have a website up at blabdroid.com, and there's plenty of information out there. Also, if you just Google Blabdroid, you can see our Wired article and other people have written about it. And actually, tonight at 7:30 Canadian time, we have a piece on Discovery Channel Canada. So
by the time you're listening to this, you could probably Google it and find that piece. Somebody would have torrented it. I mean, probably shared it lovingly online somewhere, especially as it's around robots and technology. Absolutely fantastic. How long before, like, some kind of gaming avatar, I can have one of these following me around while I'm collecting stories?
Yeah, we're hoping to get these out as soon as possible, looking for the right partners to partner up with. We're thinking, you know, it's cool to have a robot you can drive around with your phone and such, but we'd also like to partner up with other organizations who might be able to, again, expand this to be a more global project.
Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. Good luck.
Thank you.